Phone hacks.
Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the snarf to my Thundercat, Nick Capper.
Meow, meow, meow.
Doesn't he just say snarf?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah, man. I haven't watched it in that long, you dork. is that how ISO has got to you? You're watching Silverhawks, Thundercats. What are you watching, yeah. Voltron as well?
All the what else am I going to jerk it to?
Gummy bears.
What's there? You mean the they weren't gummy bears. They were
Care Bears.
Care Bears.
You mean.
What is it?
Wanking to gummy bears is way creepier, actually.
And there it is. There it is, folks. The creepy voice of a Scottish man who loves jerking it to all the children's shows. Gareth Waugh.
Hey. Hello. Thanks so much for being on, man. We thought we would get international favorites on the show as long as we're recording remotely via Zoom.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. This is my favorite podcast, and that means a lot because I have my own podcast.
Well, we have yours too, man.
Yeah, yours is fantastic. Big fan of Clear and Oblivious, the NFL podcast. But like we were talking about before, the NFL it's in the off season, so you guys are just fucking talking about nothing.
A lot of shit. Yeah. Not a lot going on. Occasionally, Tom Brady always puts something embarrassing on some social media thing. Or a player loses their mind. Antonio Brown provides stuff every week, if you don't know who he is.
Yeah. He's a
just a real, real upstanding citizen.
Yeah, but I'm not casting dispersions because you have nothing to talk about because you're on a podcast right now where the first point of conversation was snarf and jerking it with gummy bears.
Yeah.
I like it how easily our podcast could not be quite so dirty or quite so crude, but for some reason I think it just goes that way. I don't know why. Maybe because there's phones involved. Why does it go that way, Mike? Is that a reflection on you and me?
I mean, probably just because we're just two cool dudes that love to fuck. Not each other, but you know.
If this picks up anymore, man, that's what I'm going to write now on the side of our limo.
Yeah. Two cool dudes that love to fuck in brackets, not each other. And then that's
If I ever tell anybody about the podcast, that's how I describe it to other people. I'm like, well, these two cool dudes, they just love to fuck. You'll love it.
Not each other.
That's no homo. To make that very clear.
The original title was No Homo, so we changed it to Phone Hacks. And the last one you did was the live show in Sydney last year in the before times when live comedy still existed. And that was fantastic.
I loved it. It was so much fun. But I'd say I hadn't heard of the podcast before that show, so I came on and it was like, we're just about to start. It's like 2 minutes. We're behind the curtain. You were like, you know what the show is, right? And I was like, no.
No idea. That's right, because we'd been doing gigs at the Comedy Store all week. And I was like, what are you doing tomorrow, 4 p.m.? You're like, nothing. I was like, you want to do a live podcast? You're like, yeah, sure, why not? And then I totally just sprang the concept on you like a fucking jerk. A better time than any to say the premise of the show. For any first-time listeners, we all swap phones, and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. If something comes up that you want cut, just yell ding or just let us know, and we'll cut it out of the podcast altogether. Though, since we've been recording via Zoom, it's much more guest-friendly because you don't turn your phone over. It's on an honor system now, Gareth, you know?
Yeah, it's a shame. I was trying to figure out a way to like screen share my phone so you guys could see it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I guess what we've been doing is kind of like holding it up to the screen and then, you know, we pick something depending what it lands on. It was my camera roll last week and it was just a sea of flesh.
Care Bears dicks.
Care Bear dicks. Yeah, of course. And last week on the episode we had Gareth Reynolds. So we've had two. This is double Gareth.
Oh. It's good. Okay. I feel a lot of pressure to be the best Gareth then.
Oh man, you already are. It was all Hollywood and glitz, you know what I mean?
Yuck. Yeah. Not for me. I had a Gareth Waugh ad me on Facebook during all this. Like right. just a random guy, and I went, oh yeah, that's funny, we've got the same name, and I accepted it. And like he had a nice wife, lots of kids, and like he was a tree surgeon and he was on all these nice holidays, and I was like, hang on, does this jabroni think he's a better Gareth Waugh than Gareth Waugh? Yeah. I'm in showbiz. Yeah. Fuck this guy. So I've started like posting fake things that I've been up to try and impress him.
Oh, fuck yeah. Not petty at all. That's the best.
No.
You should challenge him to a fight once this is all over.
Yeah, I think I will. I'll maybe challenge him to a fight now. See, and then if he doesn't show up, it's win-win.
Man, a tree surgeon. That sounds pretty cool, though, I must admit.
Yeah. You know, we dudes with big dicks are tree surgeons, so.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
You need a trunk to get a trunk down.
That old saying.
Yeah. I know.
So I think it was almost a year ago, because Sydney Comedy Festival starts right after Melbourne. So it was, pretty much a year on.
Yeah.
And your hack was, from memory, that you were racially vilified at a show for being ginger.
Yeah, that's right. There was three women heckling throughout the show. The worst part was right at the end, where it was like, can't wait to get home. Because like really sad. I think the most disappointing thing was how many people believed that how much of a pussy I could be. Everyone was like, oh, God, sorry. Yeah, we expected that from you.
and your grandma was quite upset too, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah. She messaged me and I was like, oh, it's just a joke, don't worry. And she was like, oh, good, I've been crying about it. She felt so bad.
Yeah, your post was that you were doing the gig and you got heckled and they called you like ginger...
Freckle idiot, midget dick.
Freckle midget dick, gay of thrones, I think.
Gay of thrones.
I was pretty proud. I was pretty proud of that one.
It was a good one, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I guess it's a good length of time, a year. No one will be expecting some weird shit to go out in the middle of isolation on your socials.
People have forgot about it, I reckon.
Yeah.
It seems weird, like, because Sydney Festival, it's round about this time, is it? It's next month. I wasn't actually booked this year, and there was a global pandemic as a result, so...
Right.
Are those things connected? Who knows? But I think so. I'll probably get booked next year.
It was cool, man. It was cool because when I was in England with the Inferior podcast, the Dum Dum Club.
In Superior.
I was talking to Ray Badron and who's the other fella, the Northerner fella?
Kai Humphries,
yeah. And I went out on a piss with them and they said, oh, you got to meet Gareth. He's the best. He's the nicest guy. He's over in Sydney at the moment. And then it was so weird because I said to Mike, oh, can we get as a guest? He goes, yeah, it's Gareth Waugh guy. And I'm like, ah, yeah. So your name's traveling around the circles, mate, you know. Once you've been passed around by Ray Badron and Nick Capper, you know you've made it.
Straight to the top. Yeah. I actually put that on my CV to get the supermarket job that I'm doing.
Once talked about while Nick Capper and Ray Badron were doing lines in a small nightclub in Hackney.
So that was, like I said, a year ago. What's been happening over there? Like, so you're in Edinburgh at the moment. Are people losing their minds? Are you watching comedians just post more and more earnest bullshit online?
It's been pretty great. We've been the Stand Comedy Club, which is probably the biggest club in Scotland. It's been doing like live stream shows. So I did the first one of those. They were great. That was great fun. That was right before the lockdown. I think we were still going for herd immunity at that point. So we were planning on just killing all the old people because fuck them. And then somebody went, no, let's not kill them all. And we decided to change it. A lot of comedians joined Twitch. I mean, I have as well. I feel like everybody's flooded there.
Well, that's the one where you like watch people play video games, or am I?
Yeah, can do. You can do whatever on there.
Right.
So I draw on it. I do little cartoons that people ask me to draw them.
Yeah. Well, because I put a tweet up saying, who knew so many comedians were bad artists as well? Yeah. And I think people were tagging Capper in it, and then you commented, like, what the fuck? But I actually like what you guys do. Oh, I was shitting on everyone else. You know?
Okay. Just the guys you follow on social media. That's fine. You weren't talking about us. The two people, one of the people you follow the most. Okay. You weren't talking about us. That's cool, man.
No, I think you got shit. Truly. You haven't succumbed to TikTok yet?
Do you know, I went on TikTok maybe a month ago, and then I had no idea what the fuck was going on. And it's the first time I've been too old for social media. I went, no, fuck it, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, it feels like there should be an age cut off, but it's not stopping a lot of fucking dorks we know.
I was talking about
old people dancing. It's so gross. Like, oh, I always suspected you had no self-respect, but there it is right in front of me.
Capper joined up, though. He took the plunge.
I took the plunge. I'm on the TikTok.
Sorry.
No. I'm on the TikTok, baby, and I've got to tell you, it sucks. I don't know. It's kind of liberating to go on one you don't really care about. But you do. It is weird because I did this joke about, you know, looking into a pig's eyes and they know what you're thinking, and, you know, the pig thinks Pornhub, you know, or something like that. And I put that bit on Instagram. I mean, sorry, not I put it on Instagram, but I put it on TikTok.
Yeah.
And because my other stand-up bits were going off on TikTok, and I was like, oh, I'll put this up. And then they banned me for 7 days and muted the sound from the video because it must have had Pornhub in the subtitles. But then I started looking at other people's TikToks, and it's all about fucking. It's nonstop. It's just and it catches you out because it's some girl in a bikini going, when you break an ISO to get some dick, and you're like, whoa, this is cool. She's hot. And then you look, and it's like me finishing my year 12 exams, and you're like, whoa, get out of here.
So do you think, though, you were banned on an aesthetic level, though? Like, this is all, like, hot people talking about fucking, and then all of a sudden you're there talking about Pornhub and pigs. They're all right, this is a red flag.
37-year-old dude talking about agriculture and fucking. Get him off.
Get him off.
This is nothing. Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't embraced it yet. Maybe it's pathetic. I don't think I'll do it.
There's this lady who works at the local cafe, and she was telling me, she goes, you should go on TikTok. Because I was telling her, you know, oh, I don't have much work on the moment. She goes, you should go on TikTok. My 10-year-old daughter's on at the moment. She's killing it. She's putting heaps of videos. She's on it all the time. And I'm like, man, I hope you know that 95% of that is about fucking. But I didn't want to tell her that. I was like, oh, good for your daughter. It must be fun.
Is there an avenue for a hack on TikTok? Is there something I could make you post on there? Do you know what I mean?
I think just joining it is a hack in itself.
Man, yeah, it is the least respectful. I don't think, because you just flick up. It's just like Tinder, but join with Instagram. So people wouldn't care.
Somebody told me it's got more users than Instagram, though.
Well, I don't know what it. You certainly get a lot more views and a lot more traction. But then, although you get a lot more views, I think it's very fleeting. Like Instagram, once you get a follower, they follow you for a while. Whereas TikTok, it's like, oh yeah, that was good. Like that. Swipe next.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, Capper, I might have talked about this on a bonus episode. By the way, join the Patreon if you haven't already. You're listening.
Great.
It's our only means of income for
videos.
The foreseeable future.
Also, if you do have any supermarket jobs open and looking for a hot Jew, stack those shelves.
Don't do it.
And a 37-year-old man on TikTok. let us know.
Yeah,
it's quite fun, though. Like, I enjoy tackling old ladies if they try and take more than one toilet roll pack.
Oh, because you're working.
Put that down, Margaret.
You're currently at the supermarket. You're a bouncer at the
toilet roll aisle.
What's the Scottish Coles? I forget what it's called. Vinny's or some shit. Or Tesco.
Well, yeah, we've got Tesco, Sainsbury's, a bunch. I wouldn't dare say my employer's name. But we're, the UK's doing this awful thing. I don't know if you've heard about it. I say awful. I just find it really cringy. I find it very American. No offense. But like at 8 p.m. every Thursday, everybody goes out their window and claps and hits pans and stuff, and it's like to celebrate the NHS. So I always go out in my supermarket fleece, like, key worker, don't worry about it. feeding the nation.
Those claps are for you. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. It's help. It's like methadone instead of heroin for comedians. Just getting a little applause every now and then.
Oh, you could do a tight five while you're out there, I'm sure. They'd love it.
Plug my TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Get your TikTok fucking handle up there. But, so get on Patreon for any listeners and also tell a friend. Yeah, like I said, this is all we have going for ourselves for a while. But to take it back to TikTok, I think I told you this on a bonus app, Capper, that we know a comedian who's kind of stopped doing comedy a few years ago. He left the comedy scene in very dubious circumstances, we'll say. And I caught up with him and I asked him what he's doing now. And he said he messages accounts on TikTok that have a lot of followers and asks them if they need a manager.
Wow.
Yeah. That's fucking desperation right there. Yeah.
Oh, man. Imagine being a manager. You're like, I got a Razor scooter meeting with this kid in about 5 minutes. Yeah, we should meet sometime.
Yeah, they meet up and eat Tide Pods and shit. Cool.
I'll meet you at Hungry Jack's.
So I don't know. We had, was Gareth Reynolds last week.
Gareth Reynolds was last week, yes.
Of the Dollop podcast. Are you familiar with the other Gareth at all?
No, can't say I am.
All right. Their podcast is massive, the Dollop.
I've heard of the Dollop, actually. Yeah.
Great comic as well, real good comic. I saw him live. Mike opened for him. Just the best dude. So
it was a great guest. And the hacks that went out on that one was for Gareth. He shot a fair few down. I think because unlike us, he has a proper massive following. You know, and he didn't want to jeopardize it in any way. You know, like a giant pussy. So but what he did do was I like found an old picture of him where he's like holding two thumbs up like the Fonz, and I overlaid it. There was two options. One was who's got two thumbs and loved Louis C.K.'s new special. That was one. He refused to do anything with that. The other one was, it just said, you know how comics make memes of their jokes where it'll be like written out in typeface over a picture of them, and then like it'll have their website. So it just said ISO horny Gareth Reynolds and then his website. And we got him to send that to his cousin in London. His female cousin, I believe. Yeah.
Oh God.
I know. And I was expecting some kind of an awkward fucked response, but because he sent it via WhatsApp, like it cropped the picture where it just looks like him with his thumbs up and his caption was just thoughts question mark. So I don't have WhatsApp, but I'm guessing if she clicked on the picture, she would have seen the ISO horny.
Yeah.
But because she didn't, it looked like her response was like, ha ha, look at that mustache or whatever. So funny. So what did not get the response I was looking for.
Yeah. Bit of a flop. But you know,
hopefully she goes back and clicks on it and she's like, oh, my cousin sent me.
Or like sometimes WhatsApp, it saves it in your camera roll as well. So she'll maybe just be flicking through our photos one day and say, like, oh my God.
I'm so horny from her cousin Gareth in LA.
We thought it was going to be great, but yeah.
Yeah. And then Capper sent a text out as well. We found there's someone in his contacts. Was it Tony the Goblin?
Tim the Goblin. And I can't remember. I must have added him at a party when I was blind or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Said, hope you and yours are safe. I'm selling some old merch. Hit me up if interested.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I like that. To Tim the Goblin.
Tim the Goblin.
I don't but know. No response.
No response. Yeah, I'm trying to look him up now. I just thought I'd look his number up quick to see if he's a Melbourne guy, but yeah, don't know. Can't find him anywhere. So Tim the Goblin, if you're out there, hit me up. Let's get some merch going, buddy.
Yeah. I just say I love that in the middle of a pandemic, he gets a message from a guy he hasn't heard from in years who's like, hey, hope you're well. Please buy my merch.
Yeah.
I'd love surprised. To see what you saved as on his phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nick, the bridge troll.
And then mine was, we went to found an old friend from Perth in Australia that had done stand-up like 10 or 12 years ago, but quit and was writing for the reality show Beauty and the Geek. And he'd never really returned to stand-up. I saw him once at a wedding after that. We found a status of his from 2 years ago after the Eagles won the AFL Grand Final, and he said, I just come so hard, go Eagles, and then he says the score, and he goes, fuck you, Collingwood. And it was a huge response. And then I commented, again, on a post from 2 years ago. I said, this isn't funny at all. No wonder you quit comedy. Hashtag Beauty and the Geek. That was... and no response. So, we basically had three fucking duds in a row.
Oh, man. Yeah. Man, but that's kind of weird that yours got no response. That means he might have taken it to heart.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, like not to write anything funny back or...
Yeah.
Can I ask what Beauty and the Geek is?
Oh, so it's just a reality show where they have hot chicks date nerds. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Sign me up.
Sounds like a comedy festival, if you ask me.
That's every comedy scene there is. Most dudes are just maybe fours or fives with, you know, eights or nines. You know. If you're doing as well as us, that is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, man, is it true that the weather's been real good there?
So good. It's been crazy. It's isolation? So sunny right now. And, yeah, real, real ironic because we're all stuck indoors in Scotland.
Fuck,
I mean, we can't
crazy.
Go out in this weather anyway because we're so pale-skinned and fucking... give us melanoma straight away. So
just burn the skin off your face.
We go out at night.
Man, I did Adelaide Fringe before it all, you know, came down, and it was with three British guys, all talked about how hot the sun was on their skin and how they wouldn't last in Australia. So fucking funny. Like, not that
we
you're
love
British,
the weather.
Not that you're not British, but you know what I mean. It was just the three.
I know
those,
when you say British, what you mean is English.
Yeah, I thought they would have. No, I would never offend a Scotsman like that. It was weird. I thought they would have changed up the jokes, like seeing each other, but no way. Full fired. No. Australia is such an odd place. The sun is so hot.
Oh,
you do things a bit differently here in Australia than where I'm from.
Yeah. That's classic, though. That's classic foreigner in Australia shit. Yeah. All the animals will kill you. You guys have crazy slang. It's all shit. You've heard my act. It's the same shit. That I always
do. I'm out there, I always go, I've just found out what a ranger is, even though I've known for like 10 years.
Yeah.
They love it. Gets them on stage straight away. They're like, oh, he knows what we call him.
Man, I heard a great... Oh, you go.
Go ahead, Cap.
I heard a great story about you, man, that you worked at the Comedy Store. So I probably met you years ago. And you you didn't do comedy then in Sydney. But then one night you got up.
Yeah.
They put you on. And that was your first gig.
Yeah, first ever. So I worked on the bar there. And I think one day before the show, somebody saw me. I think it was Jack Barrett saw me writing in my notepad. He was like, "Oh, you're writing gags?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "We need to get you up." And I was like, "No, I don't want to. I just thought it'd be fun." So then it was like a couple of weeks later. He was like, "I'm hosting on Friday. Come in, and I'll get you up before the headliner." So the manager went for a cigarette, and I went up and did 5 minutes right before the headliner.
Oh wow! Like,
I didn't realize how bad that was until like really recently, like because it was a Friday night. Like, can you imagine a barman just going up on a Friday before the headliner as well? What the fuck is this guy doing?
But obviously it went well. And even if it didn't go well, then it's easier for the headliner anyway.
It did, you know? It did go well, but I remember a lot of it was shitty. I used to have it up on YouTube, but I took it down years ago.
Oh man, that is so great.
Wish I had it now. Yeah. As I was coming off, the security guy high-fived me, and the manager saw that and he realized something was up, so I nearly got fired straight away.
Fuck. Remember when you could high five? Glory days.
What if you double down? He goes like, "Hey man, you shouldn't have done that." And you go, "Oi, where's my drink tokens, you fuck?"
Grab my crotch, right. I say that.
Should we get into the phones?
Yeah, let's get into the phones. So you know the categories, Gareth, if you've been on before. Camera roll, notes, search history, draft, tweets. Since you've been in isolation for, a few weeks now, what do you think, what's going to be the most damaging if it lands on, it will land on one, but what would you be most apprehensive about?
I was thinking about this. I never edited anything because I don't see the point in coming on to do it. I think... Camera roll is not going to be a problem. There might be some screenshots of other comics, but it won't be people you guys know.
Oh,
it'll be like Scottish guys.
Perfect.
Draft tweets, I had a little glance through and there was some mad stuff in there. Phone notes aren't too bad. I don't know. I think there'll be little bits of something everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So let's spin the wheel and then I'll go first and then just hold the phone up to the screen depending what it lands on.
Can't wait to find out some Scottish comedy industry goss. Like Shirley Wallace has the shittest
Shirley
jokes.
Wallace.
Shirley Wallace.
Yeah, God, what a bitch she is.
Shirley Wallace is the worst. Yeah.
Worst comic in Scotland, I reckon.
All right. We landed on draft tweets.
Ooh.
Draft tweets. This could yield some shit because I've said it before to Capper that now without stand up, like I put so much stake into how my shitty tweets go every day. And so if I draft something up that I think is not to the Goldstein gold standard that everyone's come to expect, it's just there's gonna be a lot in there. I don't know if you'll be able to read you probably can't read that. No, isn't it? Is it flipped?
I can read a couple.
I saw a good one. Then one about queefs.
Yeah, some queefs are actually just an unborn baby whistling.
Oh, shit. All right, so that got a good response. That should be out in the world.
Man, that is good. That is very good.
Yeah.
I think I wrote that and I was like, yeah, but what does it have to do with Corona? You know, I was like, and I'm trying to get away from Corona tweets, but that's the shit that hits at the moment. But you're saying some queefs are actually just an unborn baby whistling is good enough to go out?
Man,
big fan. Yeah,
yeah. I reckon. Send it out now.
Yeah, I'll put it out. Yeah, I'll see. Okay. Anything else? Yes, if you're able to read it, that works well.
My phone battery just died due to coronavirus.
I think that one sucks.
Fuck, yeah. That really sucks.
I think I tried to work that into a riff on a previous episode and it bombed on here as well. So, yeah, that one's not going out. Let me know if you want me to...
There was one that said I miss seeing photos of people pointing to little sold-out stickers. So I guess that's
good.
Comedy festival thing, yeah.
Yeah, but now comedy festival is over, but, you know, the whole month, I mean, you've done Melbourne before, Gareth, and I'm sure it's the same, the Edinburgh Fringe, that people love pointing at those little stickers and putting them online.
Yeah.
And I guess it's, you know, I get why they do it. People think, oh, shit, their show is selling out, I better go. But half the time they papered the room, and it was just... kind of, is that bitchy? I don't know if it's bitchy or who cares, but
nah, I don't think so. I don't think it's bitchy. It's a weird thing that people do. I'm guilty of doing it for sure.
Yeah. I remember one year this isn't a brag. I had a small room. I had about 30, 35 seats, and I just sold it out every night, and I got bored of it. So I just wait till like, like I just wait like 5 or 6 nights later and then go, all right, here, okay, I'd sold out these 5 nights, great, you know. But I always, I don't know, it's good for the public appeal, but then also anytime I do it, I feel like Mike's sitting on my shoulder going, fuck, I'm going to roast you at the end of this.
I remember posting one and saying, never get bored of seeing this. And I was the same as you. I was really bored of doing that post every day. But I felt it needed done. I was like, oh, more ad. Anytime I saw the sold out thing, I was like, oh, admin.
Yeah. Well, it's content. It gives you something to post. But, you know, it must. You guys are both sick of selling out shows.
Yeah. I'm sick of being a hot shot.
Yeah, you're pretty cool. Must be nice.
Have you got a story like that, Mike? Or
no, not at all.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. We'll just continue with our little drawings then, huh?
Yeah. The only little stickers I point out are the Thundercats one on my skateboard. All right. So if you could see more, I don't know. Is that close enough to read? Anything there?
Kind of.
I've been told that asking questions on here is the best way to engage your followers. So here goes. Would you rather be caught with a dead girl or a live boy? Oh, man.
All right, let's unpack this one for a while.
Oh, that is the best.
Well, let's throw it out to you guys. Would you rather be caught with a dead girl or a live boy? What's the answer?
Fuck, that is... Jesus Christ. Well, let's send it out to Twitter. Let's put that one out on the Twitter and then
Is it too dicey to post? Because I never put it up. Because, okay, the origin of that is my dad was telling me about a politician in the 70s who was running for office and there was no one running against him. And he said the only way I can lose the election at this point is if I'm caught with a dead girl or a live boy. This was the 70s in America. And I was like, that's fucking brilliant. And so I've been sitting on that, but I'm like, it's too fucked. Right? Yeah. Is it too fucked?
It's real fucked, but
yeah,
it's quite an interesting philosophical question.
Where do you fall? I want it like an honest, legit answer on this.
I think it almost devalues women, doesn't it?
Yeah.
By saying it.
Totally. Yeah.
I think I'd rather. Oh God!
you don't have to answer if you don't think.
I don't know that I will actually. Yeah. I was like, should I answer and have this recorded forever? That gets brought up years later. Somebody's like, why did you say this? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a question that it feels like a trap, no matter how you answer it.
Well,
right?
In my opinion, I reckon. Look, it's 2020. What about an unconscious trans child? Let's meet in the middle on this.
Unconscious trans child?
Yeah.
It's a good band name, but I don't get how it fits into the...
Well, that's smart because you can maybe flip it. Yeah, because you could be like somebody bursts in and they're like, what are you doing with that girl? And you're like, sorry, did you just assume this person's gender?
This dead
You're
person.
The monster. Not
did
me.
You just, did you just assume the gender of the person I murdered?
How dare you?
Oh, yeah. All right. I think, you guys talked your way around. And then you get why I never put it out on Twitter, because it seemed, to me, it's funny, but it's also seems super fun.
But, man, I think that could be... That could be the new long wife, long life. I think that definitely has to go in your festival show somewhere.
Dead girl or live boy?
Yeah,
that's the show title.
I reckon you got to try that out at one of the dicey rooms or when you're trying out stuff. You definitely got to. I reckon you got to
ask somebody
that
in the front row.
Yeah.
So simple question. I'm going to give you two options. You just have to pick one of them. Is that okay? And they'll be like, yeah, all right. 50-50, no wrong answers.
Yeah, people would be like, fuck, Goldstein's crowd work is next level shit.
Did he just come up with that?
Most people are like, what's your job? You know, what's you know, who are you here with?
Yeah. I want to really know the person.
But it's amazing that a politician in the 70s like said that line and everyone thought he was a legend. But then now it just seems like insanely problematic, which is
yeah, it's real
fair.
Fucked.
It'd be funny if you just said it to the audience, but you didn't even say if you were caught. You're just like, all right, you, dead girl or live boy? What is it? And then you just get really frustrated at him. What would you rather be caught with? No, I haven't heard this
before.
But you
need, no. Pick one.
Yeah. We're not leaving.
No
I'm
questions.
Not bringing the next act on.
Everyone would be so tense. No one's fucking laughing. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. All right. So that's it for draft tweets for me. So, Cabber, I'll spin the wheel for you. We'll see. I'm sure we would have shout on Cabber's Oppo when you were on the live one, Gareth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fucking
best-selling
piece of
phone
shit.
In India. Yeah. And it's got a few more cracks in it. I dropped it when I was doing some pull-ups in the shed.
Why do you keep it on you while you're exercising, just in case you get some hits on TikTok?
Yeah. I was actually filming it for TikTok.
Oh, God.
37-year-old dude, you know, chin-ups in the shed. DMs, welcome.
All right, spinning the wheel. Let's see what we're going through this week in the Oppo. This is Notes.
Okay. Well,
you probably haven't been writing much because I don't know about you guys, but I've got no inspiration. Well, less inspiration than ever for fucking writing stand-up and putting like joke ideas into the phone. Maybe you're different, but without gigs... Yeah, I don't know.
The gigs when we go back are going to be so hard as well because nobody's going to be match fit and the audience is going to be like the worst Christmas parties ever because everyone's out and they're losing their minds.
Yeah.
It's going to suck so hard.
Do you think immediately it'll be like that? I think at first it'll be like maybe a few tables, you know, and then they're all wearing masks and shit. And then eventually, or do you think straight away people are like, fuck this, let's go out?
I think... In Scotland and Australia, because these are countries that like to drink, I think it'll be fucking hellish.
Just full on, like, Christmas shows, hens parties, bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll be, and we'll be so, like you said, not match fit, just rusty as shit. And even some jokes like, oh, I caught a flight the other day, people will be like, no, you fucking
didn't.
So I just got back from America. They're like, man, America doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, exactly. No one's been there in years.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got a few notes. I got this one up the top.
I don't know if we can read that. I can't. I see
Chicken Tonight.
Oh yeah, Chicken Tonight.
Chicken Tonight. Oh, yeah. Sing it.
This is. I don't know if you ever had this theme song growing up, Gareth or Mike. But there's this stir-through sauce that they sell in Australia called Chicken Tonight, and it's got this song that goes, I feel like chicken tonight, like chicken
like
tonight.
Like chicken tonight.
Chicken tonight.
Yeah, I think that's universal.
Oh, really? So it's been everywhere. Because I thought maybe there could be, I thought of some kind of sketch where it's got the people trying to, record the theme song to Chicken Tonight, and they're like, I feel like chicken tonight, like chicken tonight. And then one of the guys at the end just goes, I want to fuck that chicken tonight. And then they're like, oh, no, man, we got to start it again, you know. And he's like, yeah, I feel like chicken tonight.
One guy just keeps talking
he's
about
like,
fucking
I
wanna the chicken.
I want to suck a chicken's dick tonight. Great. Yeah. So that's my little sketch.
Because they all did the wings as well, didn't they?
It's so cool.
I'm a big fan of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get Lovely Jubblies involved.
What's Lovely Jubblies? Is that Bingo Wings, is it?
No, that's your character.
Oh, yeah, he's been listening.
Uncle Lovely Jubblies.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I forgot I said that one. Yeah.
Your housemate's
once I had it off with Steve Aoki. Oh, he loved to touch me jubblies. Do the eyes for me. Do the eyes for me. Do the eyes while you fuck me. Anyway, sorry. I'll get too in character there.
Yeah, that was not Steve A-OK.
Man, you're on fire this episode. You're on fucking fire, man.
Killing it. Yeah, so yeah. Live boy or dead girl? Answer it now.
Chicken tonight.
So that's the sketch. So it's the chicken tonight. They're doing the theme or the jingle, and there's just one guy that keeps singing about fucking the chicken.
Yeah, yeah. I thought something like that, and then you could do like a real. They're like, get out, mate. You're fired. And then it just follows him, goes his real long walk home, opens up the flat, and then he just starts fucking a chicken.
I genuinely thought it was going to go a nicer way. I thought it was going to be like he'd be having chicken for his dinner and be like,
I get it.
That's good. That's probably a bit better.
Yeah. Rather than him fucking the chicken. It's like, no, that is what he wanted the whole time.
Yeah. The foreshadowing was always there. You know, he told us his intentions.
Dead hen or live rooster? what else we got?
Yeah, one more.
Let's see what we got here.
Remember, yeah, the oppo. Oh God, all I see is fingers.
Okay, now.
Yeah, I don't know. Can you read that, Gareth?
I can see. Made a body scrub from the coffee shavings.
We covered that one. With the Zach Dyer episode, didn't we?
Yeah. It's gross watching Capper slowly scroll.
That was the weirdest scroll I've ever seen.
It was a
three-finger scroll.
It's like watching a sloth with a new phone.
Yeah.
What about this one? Look, I don't know.
Just read one out if you find one.
Yeah, I was trying to trying to work on something with this one. Was there's a girl who works at the coffee shop near us, and she takes great interest with her questions, but then gives you nothing when you answer her back. So she said to my girlfriend and I, oh, how'd the hot cross buns go? Were they good? And we go, oh, yeah, the yeast worked. It all worked. And she goes, yep, that's it. like you're a prick or something. And then you go, what do I do to wrong this person? And then I'll ask another question like, so what are you going to do today? And we're like, oh, not much. I don't know, record a podcast or watch TV. And she's like, yep.
Well, you know, here's brutal. An idea. Maybe she wants you to ask a question about her. You selfish pricks.
No, she works in a cafe. You know what I mean? She's below me.
Next time she goes, what are you guys up to this weekend? Just say, all right, I got a question for you. Live boy or dead girl? See how she handles that. Even though I guess if you ask a woman that question, it's much different. Yeah.
She's like 10 dead boys.
How much do you know?
Yeah. So I don't know. Have you guys had that problem? But Mike, you're probably an instigator of this type of situation sometimes.
What? That I'll ask someone a question, and then when they answer, I'll just have nothing more to carry on the conversation.
Yeah. Actually, you probably wouldn't ask much if you don't like a person, you. a stranger in general probably wouldn't cop an average conversation from Mike, would they?
Man, I'm not big on the chats with people who are beneath me. No, it's just like my old man, every time we go to a restaurant or something, he's always like just jokes with the waiter or the waitress, like the worst shit, just fucking stupid puns, and it makes everyone uncomfortable, but he loves it. Like he almost loves creating that vibe of they have to laugh, especially in the States because they get paid tips, you know? Like, so it's for, maybe that's put me off it for life. Like on a purely transactional basis, I'll just do the bare minimum of speaking, but I don't, I'm not as outgoing as I don't know, maybe you or I see Gary, you two guys like have seem like nice, genuine people, where I think I have kind of a resting jerk face.
I'm glad I'm putting out that vibe because I am useless in that. I hate anybody with a natural rapport with other people.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah. God, I wish I had that. Like, I've got to think about what I'm going to say to a person, but like in a coffee shop first, and then if they go off the script that I've made in my head, I'm like, oh well, yeah. What did you expect?
That's yeah. The worst. You know, I used to like get anxiety when you would see the air hostess or whatever coming down the aisle, because I knew eventually she would get to me and ask me what drink I wanted or what meal. And just like that, seeing them coming for, you know, 10, 15 minutes, it would just ramp up. By the time they got to me, I would just, you know.
100%. Yeah, yell, I know exactly what you mean.
AIDS
I've never left,
you know.
Subway with a sandwich that I want, ever. Yeah. I don't want this. Panicked.
Yeah. Yeah, but Capper, you're generally I've you know hung out with you so much that in public you will just riff with people and I'm in awe of it a little bit, you know.
Yeah,
so you probably want more from this girl, but she's probably just shy.
But then also sometimes I give too much information. Like I just talk, and then I like this podcast. Sometimes I halfway through when I'm talking, I'm like, I don't know what I'm talking about, and then you just see this you just see this disdain in this person's face, like. Oh, this started off as a good interaction, but this maybe is crazy. Get out.
Yeah.
Get out.
I'm glad you feel that too. We've been doing this for over 2 years. And when Capper starts a story, I'm like, either this will be good or we're in for a fucking long haul right now.
I think that's quite an Aussie thing, though, to have that general chit-chat stuff. Like, I remember once hanging out with an Aussie buddy, and he started chatting to this guy in a smoking area. And when he left, I was like, oh, did you know that guy? And he was like, no. I was like, yeah. Oh, well, why were you talking to him then?
Yeah, it's just
it's so weird. You friendly fuckers, I don't like it.
But what were you going to do with that? Were you going to make a joke out of her response, or just like that as an observation, people who ask a question and then have monosyllabic responses?
Yeah, I thought maybe it could be some kind of character. Or so. You know, you always crush it at the clubs if you got one of those bits where you can be enthusiastic and then shut off real quick. Kind of that jarring comedic timing you can do. I don't know.
No. Yeah. It'd be funny, I guess, if you did it.
You just
it.
Did it. You just did it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I don't know why you guys didn't
that
laugh.
That was meta.
It usually goes off.
I guess you could do it as crowd. Sometimes when crowd work isn't, you know, you can't get anything out of someone, or you, what do you do? And they're like a civil engineer. You're like, cool. And then move on.
Yeah,
I mean, that type of shit. But yeah, I don't know what else you'd do with it. Is there anything else in your notes, or do you want to just, should we get to Gareth's?
Yeah, no, there's nothing else. Nothing else of value anyway. I don't think so. There's no hypothetical situations involving a crime. I can top.
Well, that's the thing. I'm so bored in isolation that I'm thinking of putting out inflammatory shit just so you can fucking get notifications and see reactions all day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, even when Will Anderson put up a tweet, like, once everything went to shit and they canceled everything, Gareth, I don't know if you saw this, Will Anderson put up, like, he was doing tweets of all the comics who are going to do festival and saying nice things about them, right?
Yeah.
And then so I put up something, tomorrow I'm going to start doing the opposite of Will Anderson and telling you about everyone who I think is shit in the industry, right? And it was just a joke, but like immediately I got a ton of followers and people were like, oh, this is going to be good. Like legit thinking I was just going to burn all my bridges a week into isolation. And then now that we're a month into isolation or whatever, I'm like, man, I should do this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, get it.
You also,
don't you think if someone told you that stand-up is done forever, don't you think you would just fucking burn it all to the ground?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. God, that would be great. I kind of hope that's what does happen, though. I got a job already. I'll stick to Sainsbury's or whatever.
Yeah. Work your way up to Sainsbury's or wherever.
I'll be happy with my little blue-collar job. If I could really fucking take some people to task.
It's an honest living. And then, you know, you still got the NFL podcast as well. So that's an outlet.
Oh, yeah. I'm
just slowly honest. Goes from Tom Brady's tweets to like Shirley Wallace's tweets.
Yeah.
Shirley Wallace. All right. Spinning the wheel to see what we go through and Gareth's phone. And you would have all those things. You have draft tweets and notes.
Yeah.
Oh, but this this will be interesting. This is, you said maybe there's not a lot in there. The camera roll?
Let's have a look. I don't know that there'll be much.
Yeah. Screenshots of other comics. Nothing too.
There's not a lot. It's just like photos of my puppy.
Oh, yeah. You got that puppy is amazing.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all my whole camera roll, and I'm not kidding, is either doodles that I've done, photos of the puppy, or first place wins in Call of Duty Warzone. That's all that's there.
Fuck, you're living your best life in this goddamn
I'm crushing it in the apocalypse.
All right. Well, what do you think would yield some good results? You think draft tweets or notes?
Yeah, draft tweets or notes, I reckon, either or.
Let's do draft tweets.
Okay.
I'm interested to see what's not making it out into the world.
What's going on in there?
Okay.
Do you tweet much, Gareth?
I used to tweet a bit more. I don't really so much now.
Yeah.
Right. Let's get it up. So I don't know how well you'll be able to see these. I'll get my head out of the way. It's maybe a bit blurry.
Bit blurry. Sorry.
Yeah, you could just pick a couple because I can't make. Yeah.
Okay,
any
I'll
of
pick
that.
A couple. All right. I've got one here that says, "I know I'm not hot because I don't take off my t-shirt the right way."
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because a hot guy, like from the back over, or
yeah, or like the base and do that thing.
Oh yeah. Base. Do you do one sleeve at a time, like pull one arm through?
I grab the neck and hide my face so that all the ugly's gone for a brief moment. And they don't look.
Yeah, because dudes with fucking abs, like they know the quickest best way to just pop out that fucking rig.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like they're like, you get to look at everything at the one time.
Yeah. Yeah, so you do the cover the face. I thought you might be the one arm through one sleeve and then you fish the other one through.
Like just a minute.
I always go dick first. I always pull it down through my shorts out the bottom.
Yeah.
And then it pulls kind of my shorts down. You get to see a bit of the shaft.
What kind of shirt are you wearing? I don't get it.
I don't know. Not meant to question the physics of these. You know, I'm just riffing, brah. You know what I mean? You don't get physics in the riff.
I had a chunky brother. I still do. And he was a t-shirt in the pool individual.
Yeah, we've discussed this before. Poor guy.
Yeah. Oh, and to me, like, I tried to do a bit about it for a couple of years, could never really get it off the ground, but they're just making it worse, the fat kids with the t-shirt in the pool, you know? Because it just clings to their disgusting he tits.
If anything, it's just added an extra little, like, one layer. Centimeter of, makes it look even bigger.
It's creating more drag for them as well, you know?
Yeah, you know, a wet t-shirt contest on like a beautiful woman is like leaving a little bit to an imagination. You kind of don't want that with fat rolls. You know what I mean? Like the imagination has been enhanced.
It's more accentuated. The folds, the wrinkles, the areola circumference.
I reckon,
here's the thing.
I don't
that anywhere else in the world does this. I don't think they do. But in school, we used to one day show up with our pajamas for PE, physical education, and jump in a pool in our pajamas and get a brick from the bottom and bring it back up. And it was never explained to us why. And they were just like, you might need this one day.
What?
Wow. Really? Yeah.
They made children jump in their pajamas to rescue a brick from the bottom of a pool.
And everyone had to do it?
Everyone, yeah. I've heard about it in the UK. If you mention it in the UK, people go, oh, yeah. But I remember mentioning it once to somebody not from here, and they're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, that's absolutely insane. So you would come from home in your pajamas, and then they'd be like, there would be a series of bricks, or was it all one kid at a time type deal?
I think they did like two at a time.
Holy shit.
There'd be like 30 of us, yeah.
Did you lose anybody?
No, sadly not. There was no dead boys, just live girls.
What would they be preparing you for exactly? Well, besides getting a brick in your pajamas from the bottom of a pool. That's like, insane. Yeah.
Like, who's waking you up to be like, somebody's drowning? Like, all right. I've no time to get in my pajamas.
You know, your father's been doing the renovations at 4 a.m. He's got one last brick and it fell at the bottom of the pool.
We need somebody to get it. Go on, boy. Can I get changed into... No, we need it now.
I don't know. Shit. Yeah, I've never heard of that before whatsoever. Yeah, I guess a brick is roughly the size and weight of a baby. Is that a thing?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember at my school, before we went on, you know, there was this commando camp, and it's, you know, you had to get your own food and all that kind of stuff.
No one wears underwear?
You had to jump in your pool in your underwear and then wave your jocks around your head so you didn't try to smuggle food or cigarettes into your into the camp. But lucky, we had roll-on deodorant, and we hid the tally hose and the tobacco and the roll-on. We put the ball back into it, and a teacher actually put his foot on mine, but it didn't shoot off. And the weirdest thing is, I didn't even smoke. I just wanted to smuggle something. But
yeah,
thinking about it now, that's kind of weird. Getting a heap of boys to jump in a pool and wave their jocks around their head. And I remember one guy had stuck, you know, with contact, what you use to cover your school books with, kind of like that wrapping, that plastic wrapping.
Yeah,
with the sticky all over. A bloke contacted cigarettes to his pubes. and obviously the teacher could see them, and he said, oh, no, you're free to go, mate. Let's just have a little chat first. And then the teacher reached out and just pulled the cigarettes and ripped all his pubes out with it.
Oh, Jesus. I love about that story, you know. You smuggling tobacco but not smoking is like Winona Ryder when she used to shoplift.
Oh, yeah, just for the rush, just for the thrill.
She could afford it, yeah.
So he got all his pubes ripped off
because
he had cigarettes blue-tacked onto his bush.
Well, you know, it's like contact, like sticky-taped onto his...
Yeah, right.
But it was like a heap of contact, yeah.
But he jumped in the pool. Like, he was going to ruin the cigarettes anyways by jumping in the pool.
No, the contact waterproofed him.
What the fuck? This kid's
what a genius, kind of.
Yeah.
What's that kid doing now? Do you know?
No, I do not know. I remember one year these brainiacs, they tied a carton to the bottom of one of the teacher's cars. So he checked them all. They had nothing on them, and then drove all the beers there for them and didn't know it.
That is genius.
That is fucking genius, yeah.
And then you could bum a cigarette out of that kid's bush once you're drunk.
Oh, man, I thought camel was good. I tell you what's better, kid's pube.
Camel toe.
Camel
toe. Burning bush.
Yeah. Burning bush. Puberty.
Well, should we get into the hex?
Let's get into it, big guy. I'm ready. Right.
Unless you got another tweet you wanna launch at us, but otherwise we could roll the dice.
I don't know that I do. Like, they're all pretty dumb. There's one here that says, "Man, I want to eat silica gel so fucking bad."
Ah, the little packets they put in.
Yeah, it says do not eat. And I'm like, God, I want to eat that. I thought this was all right, but you know the fake video games that they come up with for TV shows, like you can't use a real one. I'm like, the names are always so cringy. It's like Ninja Slash Fest 4 or Blood Bowl Warrior 2.
Yeah,
I can think of a funny third one.
But
just really, they're always really embarrassing. It's like
Laser Cycle.
Have you ever played a video game? Yeah.
Yeah. So, Power
It's all
fist.
Super violent because they're just trying to like make fun of, I don't know, how stupid and violent video games. So, yeah. It's always like Nazi zombies. I
love The Simpsons one, Bone Storm. Thrill Ho.
Yeah.
Great. One of the best. It's just got his hair flying back and he's like, I'm just entering my name. Anyway, you can catch the rest of that on the Capra and Gareth Drawing and Simpsons podcast.
All right. Well, let's do it. Let's get into the hack. So this is, you'll have to trust me with the dice on what it lands on and what I'll have to do. So I'll roll the dice, see what I got to do this week.
So we can't even see it.
Well, I mean,
three.
I picked it up. It's a three, which again, this is 3 weeks in a row. This is Facebook comment or deep like on a random's status or a photo. And Kepper, like the last 2 weeks has just had me say real mean shit on people's photos or statuses. So let's see.
Well, Mike, this one was going to be a message, but I noticed a weird thing the other day. I was looking in our group, our Facebook group we have, which you should join if you want some more phone hacks, goss, extra stuff. Just join the Phone Hacks Facebook group. It's got one band member, and I was like, who would have banned someone from from our Facebook group?
Yeah.
And it had your dad banned.
Yeah, because I think he was real key. He joined up, even though the first episode, the hack I put out was RIP Dad. he was like real keen and like he like joined the group immediately and I was like, I don't want my old man in here. So what, you want me to reinstitute the old man into the group or what do you want here?
No, can you comment on one of his photos? Does he have any photos?
Yeah. He's been posting a lot. He's fully embraced Facebook.
I have a link for you, and you probably won't like it, but I thought I would get you one back for the for me having to do the balls out text to my
So, Gareth, a few weeks ago, I was sent a photo. Capra was wearing pants with a hole in it, and he had a hole in his boxers, so you could see straight through to his nightmare garbage. and I had him send it. The picture to his mom with the phrase, can you fix my pants? And she was horrified. She was not happy.
Oh, it's so good.
What do you have? What do you have, Cap? Is it real fucked?
Oh, it's kind of fucked, but I got in contact with your sister to try and get some hacks. But while trying to find her, her last name Goldstein, her first name is Rachel, which is fine. I actually, in the search, a porn star came up named Rachel Goldstein.
Oh, God.
So I was thinking you could comment, hey, Dad, cool photo. I found this porn star with the same name as Rachel. Would you believe it? I just sent you the link.
yeah, all right. Well, so he doesn't have a lot of photos. He's got a ton of, political stuff about the coronavirus. So it's even weirder to put... he's a lot of anti-Trump stuff. Okay, so on any one of those statuses?
On anti-Trump, you go, good one, Dad.
Yeah.
Hey, I found this the other day.
All right, so I'll do this so you guys can see it's legit. I'll share my screen. All right, so could you see that?
Yeah. Right. Oh, his name's... Oh, fuck, I'm not going to see his... Oh, anyway, people who can see the videos will be able to see his name.
That's all right. He'll love the attention. All right, so this last one, he said Gerald. Something about Trevor Noah, something about healthcare
Trevor
workers.
Yeah, Trevor Noah's great.
All right.
Brilliant observation by Trevor. Now you go, Trevor Noah's funny. I tell you what else is funny.
God, I hate this.
What is it?
Sure, he's funny, but check this out.
Same
superhot.com is great.
That's the website.
She's got the same name as Rachel.
Can I say what an erotic actress? Or do you want me to say an erotic actress?
I think
actress?
Erotic actress is actually creepier.
With this erotic actress is so fucked up. An erotic actress with this actress with the same name. Oh God.
I'm not a stripper, it's burlesque.
All right, you can see it there.
This is so good. Oh, fuck. I couldn't believe it when I jumped out of bed. I said to my girlfriend, "You wouldn't believe what I found."
All right, so you can see his status there, and it's for him that's a lot of traction, and I can see that my sister-in-law has also commented, so she'll get a notification.
She misses Jon Stewart so much.
Yeah. So I'm saying, sure, he's funny, but check this out. An erotic actress with the same name as Rachel. And then the link to superhot.com.
Yeah, check her out.
Are you happy with that?
All right. Yeah.
All right, that's up.
That's great. I like that you have a tab that says, "Was Snaff a Thundercat?"
Oh, yeah. I forgot you could see the rest. You can see the rest of my screen.
Was Snaff a Thundercat?
All right, stop share.
Just in case you started it wrong.
Fuck. And he's online all day. He'll see that straight away. So that's fucked. Okay. Fuck you forever. All right. Rolling the dice to see what Capper has to do. That is a 5, Cap.
5.
That's a text to a random or a relative. So again, same as last week. Gareth, give Capper just a random letter or two, or like the start of a name, and then in his contacts, we'll see if he can find someone.
Let's go with P.
P.
Maybe I should hit up with Tim. Hit up Tim the Goblin again.
No, Tim the Goblin
didn't text me back. P.
I had a Facebook status for you, Capper. I thought it was all right.
All right. I'll share my. screen again because we have an immediate response. My brother commented, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" In all caps.
Oh, this is great. That is great. Just can you write back? You were the one who had to wear a shirt in the pool.
God damn it.
Oh, man. What the fuck is in capitals? That is so good. That is the only sensible thing your brother's written on Facebook. His Endgame rap was pretty good. Oh, man, that's so good. All right, so I've got a guy who I used to work for. I used to do trivia for him.
All right, and what do you know about the podcast?
No.
When's the last, has there been any correspondence between you guys in the past?
Well, I think it'd be about 5 years ago, yeah.
And you just ran trivia for him?
Yeah, I got fired. Okay. Twice.
Did he fire you?
Yeah, he re-enlisted me, and then he got me, then the volume wasn't good on the thing, on the stereo, so they told me they didn't want me anymore. So, yeah, I don't know. It was fine.
All right. Let's do this. Say, hey, man, thinking about you a lot while in isolation. Let's get together once this is all over.
Hey, man. Oh, man, I haven't talked to this guy in so long. Let's get together when this is all over.
Thinking about you a lot while in isolation. Let's get together once this is all over. It's great. Love to hear from you. All right. So that's out?
Send that.
Nice. Hopefully you get a response this time because I'm already getting feedback on this fucking erotic actress bullshit. Gareth. We got a couple options for you. Capper, did you have anything for Gareth, or do you want me to just float my ideas?
Yeah, float yours first. I had one or two, yeah.
Okay, so Gareth, as you know, like a lot of comedians are slowly kind of losing their minds with all this shit that's been happening. I'll send you a couple options, so I'll just Facebook you now. One is this photo of a microphone in front of a, it's like from your perspective, so you're like looking behind the microphone out at a huge crowd, and you would say this caption. I don't know if you got Facebook open.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so you would say, post that photo and say, God, I miss this view. I'll be back to bring joy to the masses once this is all over. The world needs jokes now more than ever. Stay safe, peace, GW.
Oh boy.
What do you think? Do you hate it?
I hate it, which means that I love it.
Do you want me to give you, I'll give you one more option.
Sure.
So let me see. I'll forward this. I'll just copy, send it to you. This one.
Man, that nice... photo of the mic is so bad.
I know, it's the worst. This one.
It's so bad.
Okay, this one, you would say, a nice thought in all this doom and gloom. Greta Thunberg turns 18 on January 3rd, 2021. A slobber emoji.
God. Wow.
Yeah.
That is so fucked. Oh, that is, I couldn't stop
it's
laughing.
Really. That's fit. It's so. I think it's probably too funny. I think people would realize it was a joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even it would. We know your grandma's on there monitoring your posts.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, comics would be like, ah, oh, that's a fucking pretty good joke. Well, what do you think? Like the microphone one's painful, and you think the other one's transparently.
Like, I think too many people would be like, ah, oh, that's too obviously a joke. So I think I'll go with the other one.
You're gonna go with that.
The sincere one, yeah. Because
you think people will accept that as legit? I fucking love it. I try to make it as not, I don't know, obviously making fun of Ernest Post. Do you know? Like, it's hopefully it comes across legit.
I think people will believe that I've put out, and that's upsetting.
Yeah, you're such a nice guy, man. So, it's so funny.
But I think people... I can't wait for people to be screenshotting that, but like, we'll get a load of this prick.
And that's the damage is done. Even an hour, we say leave it up for an hour before you go into damage
control.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, but then then, is it up? Oh,
it's
fuck.
Up.
Oh, it's up. Oh,
peace, GW.
Yeah. The photo
so
is
good.
So bad.
Yeah, it's so bad. The photo is like so terrible. I don't know why. Like, there's just something about it. Like, because it's obviously a nightclub as well, rather than like a gig. It's all pink and blue. The lights and stuff.
Oh, the lighting's fucking terrible. And then just the fact that you would have like searched for like a cool photo of a mic and a crowd.
GW is the sign off as well. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah.
Oh man, thanks so much for doing that. Like we said before, you have your podcast Clear and Oblivious, an NFL podcast. I'm an avid listener. I fucking love it. And I'm like, in a selfish way, I'm glad the NFL season is missing all this cancellation bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
And like, well, hopefully by the time August rolls around, it's good to go. So
I think so. Yeah. It's I think it'll come about. I had
so
a
you got
hacks
that?
For you. I'm going to send them to you guys, and so you can maybe use them later.
Oh yeah.
Because
if we land on socials, if you got some good ideas, send them through. We'll make sure to credit you in a future episode. But yeah, we're always happy for more ammunition.
I think one of them is great, so I'll send it on.
You can float it now, and then we'll use it on each other in a future ep.
I've got one here that says, at least with all the festivals cancelled, we won't have to hear those dumb welcome to country messages before shows.
Oh, God. Oh, man. That is so good.
That's a burn all your bridges type fucking.
Oh, man.
That's good shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I wonder if, like, but with us, would the people go, oh, that's Capper and Mike fucking with each other? Whereas if we got a random guest to do it, like, it's a fucking good hack. But yeah, I wonder if we're too transparent at this point. Yeah, but it's good. It's all also, sent through the others.
This one, really disappointed with the uptake in Patreon subscriptions since lockdown. Expected better support, and I'd be lying if I wasn't disappointed. On to the job hunt I go.
Yeah, that's actually brutal. That's so,
we actually should get you as a third host sometimes, man. That's crazy shit. That's next level. Those are some of the best guest suggestions ever. Yeah.
Yeah, God. Man. We'll definitely use those in the future. No, that's great.
That is excellent.
Especially I think that one, the Patreon subscriber one, is real uncomfortable. And then we can use the Welcome to Country. You'd have to have someone with a death wish or just doesn't fucking care about stand-up anymore. Yeah. Good shit. Yeah. Anything else? What's your handle on Instagram or Twitter?
It's just all Gareth Waugh.
Gareth Waugh.
Always looking for people on Twitch. So.
Oh, yeah, he's on Twitch.
Check out my TikToks and coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
Your Twitch drawings are great, man. I've seen those. So,
Oh, thanks, man.
When do you do them Scottish time?
Yeah, 5 p.m. Scottish time usually, but it changes all the time. And then, whatever. I've been trying to do more serious ones, but I realize that's less fun if I take it seriously. Okay. People are like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on, man. It was fantastic.
Oh, boys. And, thank you for having me. Good to see you both.
Dude, it was killer. And I can't recommend your podcast enough. Even if you're not a fan of the NFL, get across it, because like that was the whole premise, is Gareth didn't know much about it going in and then him just finding out. And you follow the Seahawks, which I have a particular affection for. So, yeah, get across that and follow us if you're not already doing it already. Like Gareth said, we thought there'd be more people on the Patreon during lockdown. And we don't want to look for jobs. And, like, follow, subscribe, leave us a good review. Cap, anything else?
No. Just look out for my special, nickcapper.com. It's killer. People have been loving it. So, go and get it. It's only $8. So, yeah. And,
all right.
Also, there was something else I was going to say, but I forgot. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Killer.
Long life.
All right. Thanks so much, Gareth.
Cheers, boys.
See you, mate.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Hacks.